From 99.9 The Fan, this is The Drive with Tim Donnelly. Sponsored by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
The Panthers drafted a running back in the second round. They took the first running back off the board in Jonathan Brooks. I don't think it was the right pick.
Why?
Because I think it was too early to go running back. I think the Panthers have too many other needs. I think the gap between the running back that you trade up for in the second round and the running back that you wait for in the fifth round wasn't big enough, right? Meanwhile, the gap between maybe a receiver or a offensive lineman that you draft in the second round versus what you get in the fifth round is big enough to warrant the pick. However, I don't know if this year's draft was all about getting the most value from every pick for Dave Canales and Dan Morgan, the D&D duo. I think part of it was with their actions setting a culture of what's going to be important with the Panthers. Here's Dave Canales and what Jonathan Brooks brings as a running back.
Versatility, first and foremost. You know, our system calls for a back that can be used, of course, just in a traditional way, hand it to him. Then how can we get this player in space, being able to get him in perimeter screens, checkdowns. We got a really cool empty package where we use the backs, flex them out to get matchups, things like that. You know, he's a bigger back. He's got range. There's so much that he brings from a versatility standpoint. That's probably the biggest thing that stood out. And then just vision, patience, contact balance, acceleration. Like, he's got it all. He's the best back in this class, and we were so fired up to just be able to bring him in and create that competition that Dan talked about.
Run the darn ball. That's what I think the message they're sending by drafting a running back in the second round is it's part of establishing their identity. Oh, no one else wanted to draft a running back until we did? That's because we want to run the ball more than everyone else in the league.
Well, someone had to be the first to take a running back.
I think they could have gotten it without trading up.
Well, yeah, I think they also moved down previously in that round as well. So let's keep that in mind in terms of context too here.
Yeah, it could have had, what was it, an extra fifth? On a team that needs fifths.
Well, that's what they got.
No, I'm saying they gave up the fifth to move up on that last little bit, right?
Oh, they got it in the third round. They recouped it when they moved down in the third round.
My point is, well, yeah, I'm not saying that they didn't net make up positives, including trading down from the top of the third or top of the second. I'm saying that they could have stayed where they were without going back up to get a running back that, quite honestly, I don't think they should have taken a running back in the second because, as the league showed, the value in running back was deeper. My point is this. They weren't trying to bleed every bit of value out of this pick. They wanted to get their running back, in which most teams don't see value in, just the position as a whole. They wanted to get their guy to send a message to everyone, we are going to run the ball, and we are going to do it often. And I've used this stat in the past, but Rashad White, in the 1 year that Dave Canales has been the play caller, the offensive coordinator for an NFL team last year in Tampa, Rashad White was second in the league in touches. He had 272 carries. That's old school carries, turn and handoff, pitches, counters. And then he had 64 receptions. That is a ton of touches for your running back.
It's a lot of work.
So I don't think any one player is going to get all those touches for the Carolina Panthers, but I think Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders and now Jonathan Brooks, and not necessarily in that order, are going to be getting a ton of touches, which is one of the messages that you heard is run the darn ball, run the darn ball. If they haven't said it as explicitly as that, their actions have. But also, another message they're sending is the path to making Bryce Young a better football player, a better quarterback, a better passer, is to build his passing game off the running game. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700. This group of decision makers for the Panthers did not draft the consensus premium positions. Three of their first four picks were not quarterbacks, edge rushers, offensive tackles, cornerbacks. Only one of their first four picks was wide receiver. Those are kind of the five that get positional importance. Right? Oh, you're a second round grade on our board, but you play offensive tackle, you'll probably be a first round pick. Oh, you're a third round pick on our board, but you're a corner, so you'll probably be a high second. Running backs, it's, oh, you're a first rounder on our board, but you're a running back, so you'll probably be a third. Like that's how running backs works in reverse. And Jonathan Brooks, I'm not sure if in a traditional year, like, he's nowhere near the prospect that Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs were. Right? That's why they went high first. But those are the guys that tend to buck the trend, not the guy coming off the ACL injury. If there's one thing I know about this draft, I disagree with just like not it's not always like a, you know, political debate disagree where we're just so far on opposite ends of the spectrum that we're never going to see eye to eye. I disagree, though, on shades of gray with most of the picks that the Panthers made. But I cannot be confused with the team they are trying to put on the field. They are trying to be old school. They are trying to be a Panthers team that we recognize from the history books. They are trying to be defense and run the football and have a quarterback that's clutch enough to make a few plays on third down when you need them to. Other than that, turn and hand the ball off. So maybe that's why I disagree with some of their plays, because if I were an offensive coordinator, I wouldn't design my offense in the same way Dave Canales does. It would be a more modern offense. But I'll be darned if Panthers fans won't get jacked up for six consecutive handoffs. They will. It's in their DNA a bit. Keep pounding, right? Keep handing the ball off. And I have no doubt there's going to be stretches where they do that. I've told this story in the past, but it's one of my favorite stories from my playing career, where in high school, we were up, I don't know, three or four touchdowns on somebody. And my high school coach was the type of old school coach where if you had like a two or three score lead, no matter how good your quarterback and receivers were, you weren't attempting a pass for the rest of the game. We were going to keep the clock rolling and we were going to run the football. And we were running a particular pull play where our left guard had to pull. And we were having success with it, and he kept doing it, and he kept doing it until one time we were in the huddle, and my guard looked at me and he's, tell coach we can't run it anymore. I'm too tired. So, you know, this is old school quarterbacking where you run to the sideline to get the play and then run in to call it in the huddle. So I ran to the sideline, and I told coach, I said, coach, his name was Pat. I said, Pat can't run the play, can't run 46 anymore. Coach said, took a breath, looked at me and said, tell Pat we're running 46 all night. And for the rest of the game, we just ran pull plays for him because coach was mad that he asked for a break. And we had a lead, so it wasn't a huge deal. I think Panthers fans would kind of love that offense. If it's just like, we're going to run the ball off tackle all night. Right? When everyone in our stands was going, what are they doing? They're just running the same play over and over again. The Panthers fans would be going, they're just running the same play over and over again, and they can't stop them. Dave Canales is going to give you those moments. This draft proves it to me. He's going to give us those moments where he's just going, I don't know if the Falcons' run defense can stop Brooks, Hubbard alternating up the middle over and over again. And he's going to be in the little headset of Bryce Young saying, tell them they're doing a great job, picking up 4 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. We're just going to keep doing it.
Churning out 4 or 5 yards.
And here they're just going to keep doing it. And this draft confirmed that. Every once in a while, maybe play action. Maybe. If it's second and eight, You didn't get the 4 yards on first down. Maybe play action.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are The Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
Jatavion Sanders, fourth round pick by the Panthers. The only pick that the Panthers and I absolutely aligned on. It was the all of the moons and the planets and the sun. It was the eclipse, but with more, we aligned perfectly. The alignment is what they call it out there in Charlotte. First of all, Dave Canales, this is what you had to say about Sanders as a tight end.
Versatility, right? You guys, I sound like a broken record, but it's really what we're looking for, you know, for our system and the things that JT, as he goes by, the things that he showed on film, just being able to use him as a receiver, use him in the run game in creative ways, you know. He's definitely not the traditional inline type of tight end. You know, he's a guy that can do a lot of different things. He's made some dynamic plays with the ball in his hand, and he really is strong at the catch.
Here's what he is. He's a safety blanket for Bryce Young. He is a big, mobile, athletic, wide catch radius tight end, and they got my second best tight end in the draft in the fourth round after three other tight ends were taken in the top three rounds. That's good value drafting. That's drafting for need, and it's getting someone that aligns with what the Panthers wanted to be as a team. That's great. And do you know what else it's showing? The Panthers, like we've talked about this a lot, they have more problems than they could potentially have solutions this offseason. More gaps in their roster than they have money and free agency and draft picks in the draft to solve. So you can learn something, but based on what they go to fix first, right? You can learn something based on what moves they made first. Center. That's something they feel like they can get by with a Band-Aid, right? Austin Corbett, Brady Christensen backing them up. These are guys that play guard most of their career, but they're like, we can get by with them at center. Right? That second corner spot opposite J.C. Horn, which may be the first corner spot if J.C. Horn does what he's done the past few years and gets hurt. They're looking around going, they traded out of the 39th pick knowing Cooper DeJean and Kool-Aid McKinstry, two of the top corners on everyone's draft board, were still available. That's them saying, we can get by with Dane Jackson, a guy we know from a place, and Troy Hill, a guy who we trust kind of, and they're just like, you know what, we'll be fine. But tight end, they audibly said, we cannot get just get by with a tight end. Hayden Hurst couldn't just get by with Hayden Hurst. Hayden Hurst has been a starting tight end in the NFL for years now. Panthers said, we can't just get by with him. They cut him with no cap savings. $50,000 in cap savings. No, it's a lot to us, not a lot to an NFL salary cap. They couldn't just get by with Tommy Tremble and Ian Thomas. They still made the move for Jatavion Sanders. This is them saying, like, if you face a list of 10 things you got to do, a 10-thing to-do list, tight end's going to move near the top. I think that's interesting. And Jatavion Sanders can solve that because of the skill set he brings. There was a There was a mic'd up from the combine of, I think it was the Rams weren't really at the combine. There was a GM at the combine who was watching somebody and they liked him. They said, this player plays fast on film. And you know what else they said? They were mic'd up. They said, I hope he doesn't run fast. They were watching the 40-yard dash. There was a guy they liked who they knew was fast on the field, and they said, I hope he doesn't run fast at the 40. That makes sense, right? They want him to fall in the draft so they can get a value, and they're going, if he runs like a 4.6, It's going to, you know, for the talk about a defensive back, maybe if he runs a 4.6, he's going to tumble in the draft. But we know from the GPS data and from watching film, he's field fast. So what do we care if he runs fast in shorts and a T-shirt at the combine? I think the Panthers got that Jatavion Sanders bump. If you watch Texas play, if you watch him on the field, he's running past fast guys, right? Fast defensive backs are running full speed and are stride for stride with him. And then he ran a 4.69 at the combine. I think the Panthers went, ooh, love that. He might fall to us in the fourth, right? When he went from a projected second to a projected fourth, they went, ooh, love that.
There he was.
And oh, by the way, we know from watching him on football fields, like actually in the field of competition, he plays fast. That's great. You can't just get by with anybody, and they got somebody who's not just anybody in the fourth round. And they made a statement by picking him that he's going to help Bryce a lot. Because do you know who else fell? Troy Franklin, wide receiver from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, a projected first-round pick. A lot of the way through the draft process was talked about as a kind of late first, maybe mid-second pick. He was still on the board in the fourth. Panthers had to choose between Sanders and Franklin. They took Sanders. Franklin went the very next pick to Denver, where he gets to play with his college quarterback and Bo Nix. That to me was the Panthers saying, this tight end helps our quarterback more than a value that Troy Franklin would have been at wide receiver. Bryce Young, I think, has to be pleased.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.